shortly before 5 p.m. at the Colville Courthouse. The council will discuss revising that consent agreement for the Mernon-Kilgore parcel located along Highway 224. About 10 years ago, it was approved for an office retail restaurant project. Late last month, the Snyderville Commission recommended approving the property owner's request for a rezoning to allow a Hyatt House Hotel. Neighbors in the Sun Peak neighborhood are not enthusiastic about either plan and are worried commercial development will funnel traffic into their streets. But County Manager Bob Jasper said reportedly impacts will be less with the hotel.
I think what's driving that is trip generation, that the studies have shown that there'll be less traffic amending the agreement to allowing a hotel. I'm not really an expert on it. It's taken some time. There were public meetings in the neighborhood. But the Planning Commission's recommendation is to go ahead and do it.
So do you think there are enough conditions then in the new consent agreement to kind of prevent that traffic from channeling into their neighborhood? I think that's what they're most concerned about.
That's the recommendation of the Planning Commission. They've spent a lot of time in hearings and studying it and listening to traffic engineers, et cetera. So I think that's the case. That's the effort. That's what it's – primarily that's what the issue's about. And
on another item, there's a public hearing and possible approval set at 6 p.m. for the Canyon Corners project located on Landmark Drive across from Ruby Tuesday and the Hampton Inn. Snyderville Commission has recommended extending the approval of that commercial project by 4 years.
It is the commission's recommendation to go ahead and extend the time period to when development has to start. It's an area that's been laid out for a long time for development, and so it's a question. You know, we've just come out of a pretty long and, well, I don't know that we're coming out of a pretty extensive recession, and so I think there's things that are already bought off on that there's a desire to give them some more time.
Meanwhile, Jasper said he has not finalized any decisions about how to spend the tax increases approved for the county's municipal fund in service area number 6. With less than 4 months left in the year, he said the focus on spending the tax increases will be road maintenance, but he said he will also talk to County Sheriff Dave Edmonds about restoring some of the public safety positions that have gone vacant.
There is an appetite and a need, more importantly, a public safety need to work with the sheriff to do some restoration. In my mind, it's a question of what do we do now versus what do we do? We're already into next year's budget process, and that's a more comprehensive review of all county needs. But we'll be working with the sheriff.
He's also talked with new development director Pat Putt about bringing back some planning positions.
We are down several positions in that department. There needs to be, as growth and development are coming back, and our need to really do a good job on our comprehensive plans, there's a need for staff there. And what I've said to Pat is, Pat, you work out, you're a new director now, you work out what you think is an ideal staffing pattern and organizational structure. To the degree we can afford to do so, we will allow you to fill some positions, probably at different classes. So what we're looking at is some reorganization. Probably we've rotated people back and forth between the east side and the west side. One of the things we're really looking at doing is having a senior planner assigned to the east side and one to the west side that can really focus on and develop rapport with the planning commissions rather than rotating staff back and forth.
Also, the 2014 budget process has already started.
The budget committee, or a committee of department heads in the auditor's office, has already started. They're meeting almost daily, going over the more of the detail of the request. That goes through September. Then in October, they will bring their recommendations to me, and I will meet with departments mostly on appeal kind of basis, and then my recommendations are due to the council like in the middle of November.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.